you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
The storm pummeling Southern California is set to move out today, but not before triggering more flooding, mudslides, and crashes. The LA County District Attorney charges the owners of a senior home over COVID deaths there.
We have evidence to support that the protocols were not followed due to financial considerations of accepting this patient from New York.
And a longtime LA County political figure issues a solemn announcement. Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 15th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. A local state of emergency has been declared in Orange County to support storm response and relief efforts. It adds to the list of other counties in which Governor Newsom has declared emergencies because of winter storms, including San Bernardino, Los Angeles, Kern, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara. The White House also approved a presidential emergency declaration last week, making federal assistance available to the affected communities. Meantime, the 11th atmospheric river to hit the state this season is scheduled to move on to today. Showers will decrease throughout the day, but the drying may not last long because forecasters expect light rain over the weekend and into early next week. Then a colder storm will bring a good chance of moderate rain Tuesday or Wednesday. The Los Angeles Unified School District superintendent is warning district parents that the union representing support workers intends to hold a three-day strike in the next few weeks. Talks over a new contract have stalled. Alberto Carvalho sent out a message saying that if the union follows through with the strike, schools would have to close without virtual education until it concludes.
We will give you as much advance notice as possible. We encourage you to begin discussions with your employer, child care providers, and others now.
The union local representing more than 30,000 LA Unified workers includes cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, and special education assistants. Carvalho says dates for the threatened strike are expected to be announced today. Los Angeles County has filed charges against the owners of a Westside memory care facility. LAist senior health reporter Jackie Fortier details the felony counts.
Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon announced felony criminal charges against Silverado Senior Living Management in connection with 14 COVID-related deaths in 2020. Gascon said the owners of Silverado Beverly Place put residents and staff at risk by admitting a patient from New York City who was infected with the virus, breaking numerous health protocols at the time.
We have evidence to support that the protocols were not followed due to financial considerations of accepting this patient from New York.
The company and three managers face 13 felony counts of elder endangerment and 5 felony counts of violation causing death. More than 100 residents and staff contracted the virus at Silverado Beverly Place. One nurse and 13 residents died, making it among California's worst COVID outbreaks in an assisted living facility, according to Gascon. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Pioneering Los Angeles County politician Gloria Molina has announced that she has terminal cancer. LAist correspondent Leslie Beristein-Rojas has more.
The 74-year-old Molina posted a statement Tuesday saying she's been battling terminal cancer for 3 years, but at this point, quote, it is very aggressive. Molina has been a trailblazer. She was the first Latina elected to the State Assembly, the LA City Council, and the County Board of Supervisors. She served more than 20 years as a supervisor, stepping down in 2014. Since 2021, she's been chair of the California Community Foundation. Molina was born in Montebello to a Mexican mother and Mexican-American father. She's been an advocate for disenfranchised communities throughout her career. In her statement, Molina said she was proud of, quote, my family, my career, mi gente, and the work we did on behalf of our community. For LAist 89.3, I'm Leslie Beristein-Rojas.
The University of California Regents meet today up in San Francisco. LAist higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman-Lopez says that a group of student activists plans to speak up at the meeting in support of a topic that is not on the agenda.
Last fall, legal scholars and UC students who are undocumented submitted a proposal to UC's president
Help students who are undocumented and don't have work permits by hiring them on campus. The students and legal scholars said they studied federal immigration law and found the text allows the change, even if states have shut out undocumented students from state employment. The chair of the UC Regents said at the time he liked the idea, but 5 months later, no action's been taken. A UC spokesman told Alias a week and a half ago that the proposal's being vetted and the administration's considering next steps.
By one count, about 27,000 undocumented immigrants graduate from California high schools each year. Experts have said that the healthcare system in California needs 2 million more workers to meet demand, especially in rural areas in the Inland Empire and the Central Valley. The shortage stems from an aging workforce going into retirement and healthcare workers suffering burnout from COVID. A professor of nursing at UC San Francisco, Laura Wagner, says increased wages will help combat burnout.
We have, especially among the direct care workforce in this state, half of them are living in poverty. Many of them don't even have employer-sponsored health insurance. They're not able to take care of themselves, or they're taking care of their own family members.
Beyond doctors and nurses, the workforce includes nursing assistants, technicians, physical therapists, among others. To help address the shortage, Governor Gavin Newsom has established a fund for California health care worker retention bonuses. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife is providing millions of dollars in funding to improve salmon habitat throughout the state. Ken Duvall with North State Public Radio has that story.
The $22.5 million grant announced last week will fund 19 projects for habitat restoration. Of that amount, $8 million will go to efforts to reduce the effects of drought on salmon populations. The largest of those projects is being led by the Yurok tribe in the Oregon Gulch section of the Upper Trinity River. It aims to reestablish the natural flows of parts of the river that were choked off by hydraulic mining operations. Ken Linke is a CDFW environmental scientist collaborating on the project. He says widening the Trinity in those areas will have several positive effects.
And allowing that water to spread out, it does reduce the velocities that fish have to swim against and deal with. In addition to that, it allows water to heat up. Having variability in temperature allows fish to select the temperature that's optimal for feeding or growing or migrating.
Linke says improving this 3/4 of a mile of river channel won't by itself save the Trinity salmon, but it will improve their chances. In Chico, I'm Ken Duvall.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.